Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with yours truly. So before I get started, you know I like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for the pause and thank you for the peace. Thank you for a new month and a fresh anointing in the mindset. In the name of Jesus, I just pray that you have your way, Father God. Speak through my mouth, Father God, none of me, all of you, in the name of Jesus, amen. All right, everyone, so today I'm going to talk about parenting. And I was sitting here a couple of days ago trying to figure out, okay, Lord, what would you have me to talk about? And what came to mind is, what do you know? And I was like, oh, wow, what do I know? So I want to talk about parenting. And as I think about parenting, I want to talk about parenting as it pertains to how God wants us to parent. Because I do believe that it is often we compare ourselves to what others are doing, or we can actually look at our parents and say, okay, well, they parent me this way, so I'm going to do the same with my children. And sometimes we can actually be missing what God is trying to show us because, honestly, our parents didn't have it all together, and neither do we. So we have to yield and allow the Holy Ghost to take over and to show us how to parent because we are temporary parents on this earth. We are not the permanent parents of our children, although women, we do give birth to our child. But we have to, at some point, you have to set boundaries and you have to allow God to take over. Just like our parents, you know, they raise us to a certain level. It doesn't mean that they do not step in to help us. But what it does mean is that they are going to yield and allow God to do what only He can do because we can't be everywhere all the time. And that's fact. We cannot be everywhere all the time. But we serve a God who can, who sees, and knows all right? So as I began to think about parenting, there are so many different things that come up. And, I think about love. I think about forgiveness. I think about education, boundaries, life skills, discipline, character, appearance. And the list goes on when you talk about parenting. But I want to keen in on two particular scriptures where I'm going to be talking about speech as well as discipline. And I know there are some children who are getting ready to go back to school. Some are actually going to high school. Some are going back to middle school. Some are actually going to college. And it can be tough, especially in college, to let go because your kids are getting older. You're like, I don't want let go. They're getting grown. I want to hold on, but let me tell you, you have to let go. Our parents have done that to us, and we have to be in position to do the same, okay? And as I talk about parenting, I want to speak on speech, and that comes from, we're going to talk about James chapter 1, verse 19. And we know this scripture also well. We quote it all the time. But do we really understand what it is calling us to do? And I am practicing this every day. You know, as I am a wife and a mom and also a business owner. As it pertains to the word tells us be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Now, let's focus on be quick to listen. Years ago, the study would say that the average person listens 17 seconds, and the rest, they are trying to figure out what they're going to actually say. And that's absolutely true. And it's probably actually less seconds now than it was before because people are so busy. We live in a busy society and we want things right away and we want to be heard right away. And we don't focus on listening. And one of the things that I learned from this scripture and learning now, even as I look at my mom, is that it's okay to be quiet. It's okay to listen. And here's what you're listening for. You're listening for what is said, but you're also listening to hear what is not being said. Because the word tells us, in all you're getting, get wisdom, but also get understanding. But you can't get understanding if you do not listen. We have to take time to pause and hear a person out. And that goes on into parenthood. We have children that we are raising and we want them to hear what we're saying, but here's what we're not doing. We're not listening to what they're saying, okay? And I remember hearing someone say, you have two ears for a reason. You have two ears, one mouth for a reason. And I just started laughing because that is actually true. We have to do twice as listening versus speaking all the time. And I have to pause sometimes and listen to what my daughter is actually saying or what my son is saying because I want to hear what they're saying, but also what they're not saying. And this is really eye-opening recently here that God opened my eyes up to something where you can hear something, but then later on, God will give you revelation more on what was said. And then once you discover what was actually said and what that person actually said and what you found, then all of that comes together. You're like, now I see why they was asking me this. That is because they was doing this. And I just got on my daughter about it. It was something that we discovered she was doing. And once I found out what God was trying to show me, now I understood why she was asking me certain questions because everything came together. And that's what you need to realize when you're listening to hear exactly what a person is not saying, but what they're saying. And if you go to the next part, be slow to speak. Because you have to take time to digest it. You don't have to speak all the time. You can hear a person out and just say, okay, I'll get back to you. Because we don't want to speak on something where we don't have revelation and understanding. And that's what God is showing us. We have to be quick to listen. Because when we're quick to listen and we're slow to speak, in between that time period where we're trying to speak, God is going to give us revelation. But he can't give us revelation if we always want to be heard. No, you have to sit with it. And that's what, you know, I'm doing now. It's like, let me sit with it and then I will speak. Because I don't want to speak before actually listening to what was said. So as we talk about slow to speak with parenting, sometimes we could come across really aggressive parents. Come on. I learned that with my son. And I would say because I had to be both mom and dad because his dad died earlier, I had to be both parents. But what it actually taught me is even though I had to step in and be these roles, I may not have came across the right way, a loving manner. If we think about how God talks to us, do he come across aggressive? Do he come across rude? Do he come across abrupt? No, God come across in a quiet and still voice. And that's how he want us to come across when we talk to our children, when we take that time to listen, and when we are slow to speak because we're watching our tone and we don't want to have our children to repeat this, because it's like a cycle. Think about this. My parents talk to me a certain way and they discipline me a certain way. Don't tell me I'm the only one that tried to do the same thing they was doing. I tried to do the same thing they was doing. But here's what we need to realize. Just because they did, don't make it right. And that's why we need to have that listening and speaking in place. Being quick to listen, slow to speak. And then the third part is slow to become angry. Now, I can tell you for one, God has worked on me as it pertains to parenting, because I'm different when I was parenting with my son, when I was with my daughter. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not a button that they push that I don't say, hope. Now, this is just enough. And I will tell them, you know, this is enough. No, I didn't ask for your feedback, XYZ. And what I mean by being slow to become angry, we know there are some things that are going to make us angry. And of course, there are some things that make God angry. But he do not come to us in a manner where it causes them to feel intimidated by us or be in fear because of us. Yes, we're supposed to have the reverential fear of the Lord by not choosing to do something. But it's a different thing. You're fearing for your life, you know. And that's what we need to understand, is things are going to come up, just like things come up when we was little. And our parents had to address that. But they did not handle it by being slow to become angry. They acted on whatever they felt. They acted on it. You got a whooping because you either did something wrong or maybe they didn't feel good that day. It was just they reacted. So God is showing us, he laying out principles, and that's why it's good for us to read the word of God. He's laying out principles for us to practice this so we can successfully master how he parent us. Because if you just sit back and just think about how do God parent you, I was like, man, God, you just, whew. You're merciful. You're a gracious God. And who am I to dare not extend that same to my children? And in Second Samuel chapter 8 and 9, it talks about how David was in a position to show God's kindness to others. And when God shows his kindness to you, and when you know that God knows you like no other, you will be able to yield and position yourself according to how he requires us to be as parents, temporary parents, because he is their eternal father. He is their heavenly father. He is their permanent parent. And we're going to go over to Romans 12:2. Now, this scripture, it talks about, now we're covering speech here. We're covering speech today, and we're going to talk about discipline. So as I talk about speech, I want you to just think about the principles that I was able to discuss that is in the Word of God. Now, these are different things that resonated with me, but that doesn't mean this Bible is not power-packed, because it is. It has so much meat in there for us to get. Now, Romans 12:2 really talks about discipline. And there's another scripture as it talks about spare the rod, spoil the child. But Romans 2 said, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And as I talk about that, when it said do not be conformed to this world, I was like, man. The world tells you not to discipline your children. The world tells you that this is the right way. The world tells you where if they do this, let's do something else. Even TikTok will tell you how to discipline your child. But every child is different. If you have more than one child, they are different. Like my children, they kind of, in a sense, it's night and day. And me and my siblings, I have six other siblings. We are totally different. I would say that when you are conformed to this world, you're taking on what the world is telling you to do as it pertains to disciplining your children. But the word tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we can see what is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. See, because the scripture is not telling us to go to the world to figure out what they want us to do as it pertains to disciplining our children. No, it's saying if you are renewing your mind, you will be able to see what good and what is acceptable that is in God's perfect will for you to discipline your children. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Like for my son, he's actually grown now, but for my son, the discipline was totally different. I did not spare the rod because I won't try to spoil a child. But I would say that with my daughter, the discipline is totally different. You have to meet a child where they are. Growing up with my mom, it was you go pick a switch or it's the belt. You just got a whooping. You probably got a whooping with your hand and stuff like that. And it does not mean that we don't take on that, because some things we do take on as parents into our parenthood, because we're like, okay, well, our parents did that to us. But what it is saying is that God knew this child while that child was in your womb. He knows exactly how to meet that child where they are, but you have to give them that opportunity to help you. So by renewing your mind, you can't say, okay, like if we go back to speech, well, this is just too much. I just can't handle it. I'm just over it, and I'm just going to do this. And no, God is saying, pause, take a deep breath. I know that this is a lot for you. And because it is a lot for you, I'm going to help you. So for my daughter, the discipline may be totally different. That does not mean that it don't be spill the rod for the child. No, because she may get a rod. And I'm not talking about an actual curtain rod. I'm just saying she may get discipline, because here's the thing. The word tells us God chastens those who he loves. And there's going to be a time where you have to discipline your child to let them know, okay, I did not appreciate that you have done this, and as a result, these are your consequences. You're going to have to face this consequence. You're going to have to be disciplined. And for each child, you have to meet them, because you want them to take the discipline serious. Take that in consideration of what they've done. You want them to think about, okay, think about their actions before they do it so they won't do it again. So for my daughter, it may be, okay, well, the watching TV does not work for her. So back then with my age, the watching TV taking away that, it worked, because it's like, I want to watch TV, or you can't go outside. That worked. But today it may not work. It could be, well, you have to take out the trash, or you have to wash dishes. These are some things that they may not necessarily like. But because you did X, Y, Z, this is your discipline. So I want you to take a moment to think about your child, the uniqueness of your child, and where you can meet them at as it pertains to the discipline. Because you have to come up with creative ways to get on their level so that they can effectively make wise decisions, so they will not be repeat offenders as it pertains to being disciplined for the same thing over and again. You know, when we was growing up, it was like my mom said something. We may have tried her once, but we definitely ain't gonna try her twice. This day and age is totally different. A child will definitely try to do something to test the waters. And as they do something to test the waters, you have to connect with God. It's like, okay, God, now you know this. I'm dealing with a different breed, a different era. I need you to help me. So God will, once you open up that line of communication, God will say, okay, well, this is how I want you to discipline the child as it pertains to this. And you will get better results when you yield as it pertains to the discipline. I want you to be open. And that's why the word tells us to do not be conformed to the world, because the world goes back to what tradition was doing. some tradition may be good, but also you have to incorporate what God is saying to you today. So I want you to open up your heart to hearing what God wants you to do as it pertains to your speech with parenting and as it pertains to your discipline. We're going to cover more topics as it pertains to parenting later, but I really want to focus on the speech and the discipline because these are areas where we all may be struggling because our children are not rising up to the occasion. And sometimes they may not be rising up to the occasion because you need to connect with God to see what God is saying. Now, that doesn't mean that a child's not going to have issues or have things come up. But what it means is you can control you as a parent. You have to set the tone. And as you set the tone, allow God, cover your children before they leave out the house. Pray for them day and night. As God is working on you, God will work on them. And you can explain to your children, I did not like this because of this. And as a result of this, these are your consequences. Which one would you like? Give your child, if they're up age, let's say maybe 7, 8, give them an opportunity to choose their discipline depending on, you know, what it is. If it's like a repeated issue, a repeated problem you have, and then, okay, now you got to take the authority. But the goal is to help raise next generational leaders in Christ so they can understand that it's a time to play, but it's also a time to be serious. And we're trying to build up life skills within them and knowing that we didn't have it all together, but the one thing we did have is our parents meant what they said and they said what they mean. And we did not take that lightly. We took them serious. So in today's world, I want you to not conform to what culture is telling you to do or what the world is telling you to do, but rather connect with God to see what God is saying to you to do as it pertains to your parenting, your child, because there's only one child with that DNA. That's one child with that characteristic in your household, and each of them is differently. I pray that it was able to help you. Until next time, you be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.